for gospel and scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my
people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seem right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay sa English Golden Guide. At sa aking dialect na Cebuano,
Mahaw!
Bulawanong giya!
Bulawano!
Mga kaibigan...
next time, Roland.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, salamat Panginoon Diyos. Good morning, Brother Angus.
Good morning, our fellow listeners and my dear friend, Brother Lynn.
Salamat Panginoon Diyos na tayo ay thanks be to God that God this whole week has protected us from all evil.
Amen.
And He gives His blessing.
Amen.
To us. Amen. So, Brother Angus, do you know already that I'm going to play birthday song.
That's
so,
right.
Happy birthday sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. Belated happy birthday to my beloved granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
Monday, Macetes Oracion, and I Monday. Belated happy birthday.
Belated birthday.
She was celebrating her birthday with her parents,
yeah.
My daughter and my son-in-law was Monday. And I forgot, so if I greet last Sunday, advance.
Yeah.
But I forgot. So now, not advance, but belated because it was Monday.
Okay.
So in the one day, once again... belated happy birthday.
We had also my friend Phil and Nonita, you know, from New Hope Fellowship.
Nonita, yeah.
Now, Phil is married to a Filipino lady by the name of Nonita, and it was his 62nd birthday yesterday.
62nd. So 62.
62,
so
yeah.
So she's older than me, only 3 years.
3 years.
sister Nonita. Supposedly, Nonita... I invited her, but she was at the time so busy.
Okay.
So there's no chance until now. She was not able to come in our program, but no problem.
Well, belated happy birthday, Jen.
Because she is my fellow Filipino.
Yes, he is.
So, Brother Angus, do you have any friends that you know that they are celebrating, they will celebrate.
Well,
they have been already celebrating.
Yes, some of them have celebrated and some will be celebrating, but we greet them in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus.
So sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, happy birthday sa inyo at huwag kalimutan. Pasalamatan ang Panginoong Diyos o hindi magpunta sa bahay aliwan. Kasi yung nakalipas na mga taon, 1980s man yata to, yung nag-graduate sa high school, elementary, at sa college, at nagdiwang silang karawan, nagpunta sa Uson Disco. Ang Uson Disco, nasunog, maganda magpunta sa sambahan, at magpasalamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Ito na, happy birthday sa inyong lahat, at sa aking mahal na po, Monday, in the Monday. God bless you. Sa inyo tong lahat. Dito na, mga kaibigan. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, na tugtog natin kahit man lang sa pagtugtog. Magpaglingkuran ko kayo kaysa wala. No? Wala naman tayong, hindi man tayo mayaman sa mga material na bagay, pero I can serve you and I can give you kahit sa pagtugtog man lang. Isunod natin, Brother Angus.
Amen.
We will also to play our gospel song.
Amen.
Okay. So let us listen this gospel song. Please search the book again.
Oh, praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!
Have you heard that?
No, that's the first time.
Very nice song. Okay, ito na.
Here we go.
Rejoice not because you have great riches, but rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thought that I had died and gone to heaven. I stood just outside the eastern gate. The man from but have you been born again? Is your name written in the book of life? Please search the book again. I thought my name was there. I went to church on Sunday, though I never knelt in prayer. Please search the book again. It's too late now, I know. Please search the book again before you make me whole. I told him all the deeds that I had done. I told him all the trophies I had won. Said to me, son, have you been set free? Is your name written in the book of life? Please search the book again. I thought my name was there. I went to church on Sunday, though I never knelt in prayer. Please search the book again. It's too late now, I know. Please search the book again before you make me whole. And then he turned and left me standing there. I knew it was too late now for prayer. If you will enter in, your name must be in the book of life. Please search the book again. I thought my name was there. I went to church on Sunday, though I never knelt in prayer. Please search the book.
Bigyan at mga kapatid.
Rejoice not because.
Baliktad. Salamat, Panginoong Diyos, sa gospel song natin. Please research the book again. If your name has been written in the book of life.
That's right.
If your name has not written in the book of life, so you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Of God. Amen.
So, just like if you apply in the immigration, and if the one of the staff of immigration don't allow you to enter their country, you cannot able to enter. Manner in the kingdom of God.
You've got to have your
passport. So we need to meet the requirements enter the kingdom of God. Okay, Brother Angus.
Thank you.
Microphone is yours.
Thank you so much. Oh, it is lovely to be here this morning with Brother Lynn. We greet the wonderful young listeners and also their grandparents and their parents. We thank you. We love you to be a follower of God and love His Word. Now, in Romans chapter 2.
Excuse me, Brother Angus, I forgot to ask you for opening prayer.
Opening prayer, yes. Father, we thank you for this program. We know that you are the God of truth, and we come before you as a child of God this morning. We lift up this program. We ask that the Word of God may go through and touch in the four corners of this globe. Touch them with the truth of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we know from the scriptures in chapter 2, Brother Lynn, that the blessings of God lead to repentance. Let's say that in Tagalog, the blessings lead to repentance.
I read first in English and then I will read it in Tagalog.
So in chapter 2 of Romans, we're in the second chapter of the book of Romans, verse 4. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness? Let's just think about that. Or do you despise the richness? Lynn, have you ever heard that term? The richness of his goodness. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
Okay.
Richness of his goodness.
The richness
of his goodness.
Of his goodness. Now, we talked about wealth just before we came on air. And we just said, you know, you were talking to me and you said, this wealth that we have on earth is not really wealth, is it?
Yes.
The wealth that we have is that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
So, yeah. If you have a lot of money, so the money that you have, even Sophonius chapter 1, verse 17 to 18.
Yes.
Or 17.
Yeah.
In the days of, in the last days, or even in the wrath of God, the money that you have or I have of the have cannot save our soul.
What was that scripture you gave, Brother Lynn?
Sophonius chapter 1, chapter 1, verse 17.
Philippians.
Huh?
Philippians?
Sophonius. Zephaniah. Sorry.
Zephaniah. Okay.
Zephaniah.
Okay. All right. So, based on this thought, do not despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God, here's our scripture here, Romans chapter 2, verse 4, knowing that the goodness of God, here we go, Brother Lynn, leads to what? Not knowing that the goodness of God, here's our scripture here, Romans chapter 2, verse 4, knowing that the goodness of God, here we go, Brother Lynn, leads to one.
Sorry, very angry.
We're doing a lot of technical things here this morning, Romans, Brother Lynn.
Romans?
Yeah, chapter 2, verse 4. So the goodness of God leads to, what's the word there, Lynn?
Romans chapter 4.
Yeah, I'll let you tell us what the word is.
For a while, Romans chapter 2,
verse 4.
The goodness of his Romans chapter 2
verse 4.
Okay, here. So Tagalog. Hinahamak mo ang mga kayamanan ng kanyang kabutihan at pagtitiis at pagpapalinuhod na hindi mo nalalaman na ang kabutihan ng Diyos ay siyang umaakay sa iyo sa pagsisisi. Amen. The goodness of God and leads to repentance.
Do you know that the character of God, Lynn, the character of God is goodness?
Goodness, yeah.
God is good.
And His mercy endures forever. Yeah. One of His...
Yeah. His characteristics.
Moral attributes.
Yes, his moral attribute. Now, we examine the scriptures and we find in verse 1 of chapter 2 of Romans, who are you to judge another? Verse 2, knowing that judgment of God is according to truth. So, God's truth God's truth is the measure of judgment. God's truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth. And through truth, we understand that God reveals his character. And in this situation, we're talking this morning about the blessings. Do you know that God is a blesser?
Yes.
All our fellow listeners this morning, I want you to just think about that. Have you counted your blessing today? Have you thanked God for your family? You thank you, God, for your mom and dad, your brothers and sisters?
About the thanking God, so every now and then I give thanks to the Lord.
Amen. And it says in verse 3, and do you think, O man, you who judge those practicing such things, that's judgment, and doing the same, that's not good, that you will escape the judgment of God? Now, here
and it says in verse 3, and do you think, O man, you who judge those practicing such things, that's judgment, and doing the same, that's not good, that you will escape the judgment of God? Now, here it says in verse 3, and do you think, O man, you who judge those practicing such things, that's judgment, and doing the same, that's not good, that you will escape the
judgment? Okay, Brother Angus, I try to mix this, but your audio, repeat again and again. Okay, Brother Argos.
All right, so let's start again. What is it about the blessing of God that we need to take home today? What is our lesson? This is the character of God. He's a blesser.
Yes.
And God wants to be the one who brings the blessing into our lives. We talked about material wealth, but God also makes it clear here that he does not want us to judge one another nor fall into judgment, because the judgment of God is based on truth. And God says in verse 3 that you will escape judgment. You who think you will escape judgment, no, you won't. Because God makes it clear to us that he has provided the richness of his goodness. He is forbore, or forbearance, which means it's long-suffering. And then the long-suffering of people leads them also to repent, to turn around, to change their lives.
Amen.
So, in summary, verse 8 says, but to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, judgment will fall on them. Verse 8, but to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, the judgment will fall on these. But it says in verse 10, but glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good. See, one of the blessings that we have today is that there is good in the heart of man that God gave him. The heart can be good.
Amen.
And so verse 10 of Romans chapter 2, maybe we can read that in Tagalog, please.
Verse 10.
Yes, please.
Sa Romans, sa kabanatang dalawa sa talatang sampu, datapwat kaluwalhatian at karangalan at kapayapaan ang mga bawat taong gumagawa ng mabuti, sa Hudyo ang una at gayon din sa Grigo.
It mentions there, Brother Lynn, to the Jew first, and guess who second?
To the Gentiles.
Yep.
We. Yeah.
So God blessed the Jewish nation. This is where we have the background of Abraham.
Jewish nation and the Jewish people, or people who are dwelling or live in that place.
Amen. And it says, secondly, that we are recipients because of the blessing of Abraham.
So even we are Gentiles. Oh, Grigo. Grigo, they are Gentiles.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
So because they are not Jewish.
No.
So you and me.
No.
We are Gentiles.
We are Gentiles.
But we are no longer Gentiles. Yeah. We are Christians because we accepted him as Lord and Savior.
So what's the key? Verse 11. For there is no partiality.
Sapagkat ang Diyos ay hindi nagtatangi ng mga tao. Amen.
Amen. Now, an interesting verse that we must keep in mind is chapter 3. If we could just go to chapter 3, please. Verse 23. And we'll finish there this morning. For now, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For all have sinned. That's what God says. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Go ahead.
23.
Yes, please.
Sapagkat ang lahat ay nangagkasala nga at hindi nangakaabot sa kaluwatian ng Diyos.
Verse 24 is our key. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ or Christ Jesus.
Romans 24. Palibhasa'y inaring ganap na walang bayad ng kanyang biyaya sa pamamagitan ng pagtubos na nasa kay Kristo Jesus.
Verse 25. Whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood, through faith to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God had passed over the sins that we were previously committed. Amen.
25. Na siyang inilagay ng Diyos na maging pagpanglubag-loob sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya sa kanyang dugo upang may pakilala ang kanyang katwiran dahil hindi nagpansin sa mga kasalanan na nagawa ng nagdaang panahon sa papamahinuhod ng Diyos.
26 is where we finish. To demonstrate at the present time, that means today, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. 26, please, Roland.
26.
Yes, please.
Sa pagpakilala'y aking sinasabi ng kanyang katwiran sa panahong kasulukuyan upang siya maging ganap at aga-aring ganap na may pananampalataya kay Kristo. Amen.
So the blessing of God is upon us who follow after not only the law, but the righteousness that comes by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. As simple as that, the righteousness that comes by faith. And we are led to God through the blessings of repentance.
Blessing led to repentance. Amen.
Amen. And God is good.
Yeah.
He provides.
That is the real blessing.
Yes.
The all humankind.
Yes.
Because, as what I have said, if they have a lot of money,
yes,
they are wealthy.
Yes.
So that is a material blessing.
Yes.
But that kind of material blessings, it will not last. But the real blessing.
Yeah.
So if you have money,
yes,
but if you don't have salvation from the Lord, that salvation that the Lord has done on the cross, it will last because eternal life.
That's right.
Oh, but that money, Sophonius chapter 1 verse 17, it will not save the people, those who have money. The money that they have cannot save their souls. So that is blessing, material. There's nothing wrong with that, but the real blessing, if we have committed sin and then we ask forgiveness, so the blessing from the Lord, that is a good blessing.
That's
the realization, if you will not realize, there is no blessing.
Amen.
But when we realize that we need the Savior, we need someone to save us.
Yes.
So
the
God whom we believe, he gave brains not only to the righteous, even to the wicked.
That's right.
So rain is blessing.
Amen.
So but it will not last.
Yes.
But even salvation. Listening.